Hi, I'm Damon Davis, and I want to welcome you to a very special edition of One on One. You know, as I walked the streets of Jerusalem, I wondered what it might have been like to be able to see Jesus close enough to touch his garment, to see healing happen in my life. Maybe you need healing in your life today. We all need him, right? His power. We need his peace. We need his encouragement in our tough times. I mean, let's face it, life is tough, and at times it can seem impossible. Well, you know, the truth is we were born with dreams, every one of us. In fact, God said he knew us, knew you in the womb. That's what the Bible says. Well, if he knew us, did he know we would have a broken down life? Did he know you would be a mess? Did he know that you would be living a life of struggle, a life of financial worry, a life full of sickness and disease and an empty bank account? Did he know that your marriage would be at its end? Did he know that you'd be out of a job? I mean, come on. Where's the God in all of this? Well, I received a letter not long ago from some folks who said, "Hey, Damon, I need to understand all of this. I need to understand what to do. I'm in the toughest situation of my life and I need help. And you know what? I've just decided that it's just over." Well, you know what? It's not. You were created one of a kind. You were designed with one purpose in mind. In your talents, dreams, and just one could change the world. The road to destiny, it's never easy, seldom simple. We have so many questions. Those who have traveled this road, they know the way. One turn made the difference. One idea, it ignited a fire. Just one answer to one decision, one strategy, one solution could shape your thinking and cause you to win today. Today with me is a very special friend, a dear friend, Pastor Mike McClure of the Rock Church in Birmingham, Alabama, a man who has been radically transformed by God, and he believes that the body of Christ, that means you, should be empowered in every aspect of your life, a man who says, it's not over, and he's here to help you and I understand that this Jesus we serve is ready to be right in your home, into your car, into your job, right where you're watching this broadcast right now. Mike McClure, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, man.
It's awesome to have you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Listen, man, I got my hands on this teaching series, It's Not Over, which I believe was one part of many parts of a message that you taught that is just messing people up, man.
You're right. It's a four-part series we taught, It's Not Over. What I'm discovering is that so many people are frustrated, irritated, and aggravated because they find themselves in a spiritual, financial, emotional, and mental limbo.
Yeah.
What do I do when I'm looking at the door and I'm praising God for the door he's about to open, but yet I'm still standing in the hallway?
Yeah, they don't know that the door is going to open. I mean, they're the people watching right now, that's they're right. listening to me. They are in the darkest night of the soul.
You're absolutely right.
Some have given up.
You're absolutely right.
They're looking at that door you're talking about, and God can't be found.
It's not over. I believe God has something absolutely incredible in store for you.
And now you know what? He's got something incredible for the people that are watching.
That is absolutely right.
But it starts with understanding the steps.
Yes.
Right? It starts with understanding that there is hope, that God has laid up promises for us. We just need to understand how to activate them in our life.
That's right.
Is that what you do? I mean, we're not going to take a lot of time talking about where you're from and how you got to where you are, but I think it's important for people watching because they have seen every teaching series that there is.
That's right.
They have gotten every help book that there is. They have called every expert to find out what to do. And here comes along a guy with a teaching series that promises It ain't over.
That's right. I know what it's like to wrestle with depression.
Okay.
I know what it's like just 5 years ago to be bankrupt, literally living in an extended stay with my wife.
What?
I know what it's like to be foreclosed. I know what it's like for cars to be repossessed. How does a brother at 25 go through bankruptcy on the brink of divorce, living in a hotel, to now sitting in front of one of the greatest evangelists this world's ever seen? It's simply because there's a simple equation for you, Damon. I hope you can handle this. A simple equation. You're asking plus your actions equal your beliefs. So many times we ask God for things that our actions don't match.
That's the truth.
I was sitting in an empty hotel room and I'm frustrated because I had to roll quarters to pay for my weekly stay. And I never forget, I dropped my wife off. I said, God, I need you to do this for me. What did I do? I got up, instantly went, started looking for different things to do. Whenever you ask God for something,
got it,
and your actions do not match your asking,
yeah,
that tells God you don't believe.
Boy,
every person we see in the Bible, every person.
Yeah.
The woman said, you know what, I'm tired of bleeding. I need deliverance. But what did her actions do? Mm-hmm. She got up.
She got
somebody
up.
Watching us needs to bust a move.
You know what, you're telling the truth. And people watching are beaten down,
mm-hmm,
they've given up.
That's right.
They've accepted their circumstances.
That's right.
They've accepted what the devil has put on them. And brother, they have lost hope. So then how, and I don't want to give away everything that's in the series, but how can they get up?
Mm-hmm.
How did you get up when all you're staring at is what we would describe as just reality?
That's right. I think it's a will of determination. It's understanding that everything you need and everything you can ever hope for is found in God. I look at the story of the woman with the issue of blood. To spend all she had. Think about that text.
Mm-hmm.
She spent everything she had looking for healing in all the wrong places.
Yeah, come on.
Many times we're trying to, the reason we're frustrated and we can't get up and we assume and believe that it's over is because, like that woman, we've tried to find joy, peace, and satisfaction in the wrong places.
Yeah, we have. We in a wrong relationship.
That's right.
Right? And maybe in a wrong job.
That's right.
People are looking and they're desperate, Pastor. But you're saying that regardless of what you see, God says, get up and do something.
Do something.
Do something.
This is a question I would love to ask all of our visitors watching us and all of our friends watching us. Don't tell me what you see, but rather tell me what you saw.
That's what I had to go through.
I was sitting in an extended stay hotel.
Right.
I saw ruin.
Got it.
I saw poverty.
Mm-hmm.
I saw nothing. What I see is not what I saw. I see what God is up to in my life. So what I see is oftentimes contradictory to what God showed me.
Mm.
If you can sit into a car that doesn't match your anointing, I know you see a hoopty, but what did he show you?
That's right.
I know you may be living in a house that is beneath where you want to be, but what did he show you?
That's good.
Oftentimes, if we can step out of our reality and tap into the God-given vision that he's given us,
that's right,
that what your vision to tell you, it's not over.
That's right.
God has greater in store for me.
Boy, when you were saying that, I was just thinking of Christ hanging on that cross, enduring the worst of pain.
That's right.
He saw our salvation. He saw our healing. He saw our breakthrough. He saw the job restored, the marriage restored. You're talking about no matter where that person is, no matter how far they might feel that it has gone, they might think it's over.
It's not over.
But it ain't over until it's over.
And let me show you something that's absolutely incredible. Who's ever watching today is not watching by happenstance or accident.
Mm.
There were a couple brothers who were sitting on the roadside who were blind. And the text says they heard that Jesus was passing by. So someone may be watching saying, well, I don't see anything.
That's right.
These brothers were delivered and their situation was changed based off of what they heard. You are tuned in at the right time, at the right station, because you needed to hear something.
That's
you
right.
needed to hear
it was divine
reports
appointment.
That God can turn your situation absolutely around.
Look, if you have any question that this man can preach,
that's right.
Well, it has been answered. But brother, you're a man of the word.
That's right.
I mean, I don't know any time that I have been with you that we have talked. Every time I have seen you preach, you're on every week, I believe, on national television.
That's right.
That you're not quoting scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you are a man who believes that that book says what it says and that it does what it says it can do.
I believe.
Am I right?
I believe wholeheartedly that the word of God will change my situation. but my situation does not change the word of God.
Mm.
Many times we are living based off of rumors and lies. Think about this. We say things like when praises go up, blessings come down. That's what the word says.
Yeah.
That's not in the Bible. That's not in the Bible. We say things like he won't put more on us than we
can handle.
That's
right.
Not in the Bible. That's a Kirk Franklin song.
Is that right?
No, so you have to understand.
I have quoted that myself.
No, that is not Bible. That is a quote. You know, we have to get to a place where we know the word of God.
Yeah.
We have to get to a place where we can literally speak those things that are not. I'm telling you, it's not over. And you're looking at your situation saying, well, my situation, face the facts,
mm-hmm.
but keep the faith. If you speak the word of God, his word will absolutely transform your situation.
Wow. So what if they're in that place of financial ruin? What can the word do? What can this series do to help us overcome that?
The word is absolutely pivotal to financial breakthrough. It says when you give, it will come back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and also running over. And this is my favorite scripture. And my God is able to supply all of my needs. What they have to understand now is this series is so life-changing and so transforming because it shows you how if you bring your little bit to God,
mm-hmm.
he can do more with it. In this series, I taught about the two fish and the five loaves of bread and how Andrew and Simon were on the hunt for what to use. And here comes a lad, a little boy, with two fish and five loaves of bread. The text says they brought it to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
This is very critical, and please take notes.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot bless what you don't bring.
Ooh.
He cannot bless what you don't bring. Throughout the New Testament, we see people who had a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But when you put little in the hands of the master, he can do more with it than what you can. The sister who only had two mites.
Yeah.
Two fish, five loaves.
Yeah.
That number two always comes up
a
lot. Maybe because two is the number of witness and agreement.
Ooh, that's good.
Sometimes God will give you little to see if you have the faith to trust him with your little.
Wow.
And if you trust him with your little, he will make you a witness. I'm living proof that God can take nothing and turn it to something. Living proof that he can take $2.05, putting it in the hands of a man of God and watching it explode in my life. Proof that I can step into an empty auditorium with 10 friends and a little money I raised from a dinner and watch God turn my whole life around.
You know why? Because it's not yours anyway.
It's right.
It's God's.
That's right.
I would submit that God's just waiting for us to get in agreement.
That's right.
With him. That's what you're talking about.
That's right.
Let's talk about relationships.
Mm.
That's a big one. You ready to tackle that?
Let's go.
So there's people right now watching who are on the brink of a marriage falling apart. Maybe it already has. We're talking about it's not over and it's already over.
Mm-hmm.
Or something that is gripping so many of us as parents, a fractured relationship with our children. We have mamas and grandmamas that have been praying for years that son or daughter would come home to the master. How can the series help us? What does the word say about getting that relationship restored?
I myself was a prodigal son. I
mm-hmm.
was raised in the church. My father was a pastor. My grandfather was a pastor. My great-great-grandfather
what?
Was a pastor.
I'm what a long heritage.
Heritage.
What
I come
a legacy.
I stand on the shoulders of giants.
Wow.
But being raised in the church, as soon as I got a chance to go out into the world, went to college and lost myself, had a child out of wedlock, pledged a fraternity. I'm partying every week. For the first time in my life, I'm on my own. I'm getting to experience what I only heard about when I was in the church. And I rebelled from my parents. I rebelled from God. I would hear God calling me. I would say, no, I don't want to do that. I'm not going to be like those church folk. I am the child that needed prayer.
Wow.
I know what it's like for your parents to say, listen, we love you, but you got 30 days to get yourself together. And I know what it's like. It was not until, like that prodigal son, I got in that pig's pen and my money ran out and my stuff ran out that I came to the realization that only God can fix it. I believe this series is so powerful because it will show you not only how to trust God, but how to love from a distance,
mm-hmm.
how to turn certain things. We always say, turn it over to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But the moment we turn it over, we get back frustrated and stressed out about it.
Yeah.
This series will absolutely help you, teach you how to cope with the painful reality of turning some things over to Jesus. Because happily, he's the only one who can fix certain things. A lot of times we have people who say, and I meet people daily and say, Pastor Mike, I hear what you're saying, but I haven't experienced that breakthrough. I'm still broke. I'm still frustrated.
Exactly
I'm still unemployed.
Yeah.
When they don't even realize, I have to teach my church, if you would learn to celebrate moments, it will trickle down into momentum. And momentum always leads to breakthrough. Check this out. One moment, you woke up this morning.
That's right.
Second moment, you were clothed in your right mind.
That's right.
Third moment, you have the activities of your limb. Fourth moment, God is not through with you yet. If you can start incrementally praising God and giving him thanks for small moments, I believe like a piece of snow at the top of a hill, that snowball effect will take place and God will break through some areas in your life for greater change.
How old are you?
31. Just turned 31. You didn't tell me happy birthday.
Happy birthday. You are given some golden nuggets. I mean, this is practical stuff.
That's right.
You know, it's not just quoting the next scripture. I mean, this is some sound, practical steps to move from where people are to where God wants them to be.
You're absolutely right.
Can I challenge you with a question?
Challenge me.
You know, a lot of people are stuck in addiction, right?
That's right.
What I have learned talking to great men like you who counsel with people is that when there's a problem they can't fix, that individual, they begin to cope, okay? They begin to cope. And they begin to cope with things like eating, right?
That's
and that's
right.
out of control. They begin to cope with alcohol or drug. I mean, I'm going to go there. And they're living secret lives, trapped in addiction. How can this series help?
This series is critical, if you don't mind. There's a void in our hearts right now. God placed a void in our heart that only he can fill. And sadly, just like this cup, many of us are trying to fill this hole with things other than God. I myself, you know, struggled with an eating addiction. Whenever you don't deal with grief, it comes out sideways.
Yeah.
So what happened in my life is when I dealt with pain, when I dealt with rejection, when I dealt with my fears, instead of talking about it or giving God that place of pain, I would eat. So as I sit here now, I'm literally close to 50 pounds lighter because I made a decision in my life. And this is where the series sparked a lot of things change in my life. I made a decision in my life that every place of addiction, I was going to replace it with God.
Wow.
I was going to replace it with God. I started eating better.
Wow.
When I would feel that pain coming into my life, instead of filling it with food.
Okay.
Filling it with drugs.
Got it.
Filling it with fear.
Got it.
I began to fill it with God. And you can find it in the Bible.
Let me break that down. Hold on a moment. I want to make sure I'm getting you. So how do you mean filling it? So I've got the cup.
That's
right?
Your cup.
That's my cup. I got my cup. And it's something has happened, right? It's left this hole, and I'm filling it with food or drugs or whatever, right?
Let me show you. It is super simple. Super simple. I go to church on Sunday.
Yeah.
I may go to Bible study.
Got it.
I'm nowhere near filled.
Right.
Yet.
The hole's still there.
And life is still dumping on me.
Got it.
Dumping on me. I have to ride around with messages playing in my car. I have to order series.
Of course.
I have to tune in.
Yeah.
Because what God does is I begin to listen to inspirational words.
Okay.
I begin to listen to the word of God. I begin to read more. And what started happening was I had no room for depression.
Oh, come on.
Because my heart was filled. And you even noticed that when I began to fill the cup, your hand began to get heavy.
It did.
Because the weight changed.
Yeah.
Some of you watching me right now,
gosh,
there's a weight that's about to come into your life, and the stress is being removed, depression is being removed, because where God is, foolishness cannot
woo,
dwell.
Woo, woo, woo. We leave no room.
No room.
For the enemy.
That's why
I'm telling
you.
To have his way with us. Are you getting this?
Absolutely no room. Many of us are saying it's over. Because we haven't filled our spirits with anything positive. We watch television that's negative. We have coworkers who tell us what their problems are.
Yeah.
We have family members who doubt us.
Right.
I come to tell you, it's not over.
That's right.
Fill your heart with
come
the word
on.
Of God.
That's
Some
right.
of you need to change circles, surround yourself with more positive people. Keep tuning in, set your DVR for this television show. Because by being in association with great people, your value goes up.
Wow.
Your tastes begin to change. Certain things I used to want, I don't even want anymore. Certain things I used to look at all the food I used to eat, I now look at it and be like, oh my God, where did I put it? Because my mindset was changed. I am not feel, think on these things. Mm-hmm. Whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is kind, whatsoever is pure, get these things in your heart and it will leave no room for excess.
Wow. Pastor, what about depression? Could the series help me if I'm in a place of depression and you're not talking to your friends anymore? You've held up in a room and the only solace you can find is when you sleep. That's depression.
Depression is absolutely real. And for years, the church has said, let's just pray it away. No, depression is a sickness that needs help. Recently, a very popular comedian committed suicide based off of depression, Robin Williams.
Shocked us all.
Shocked us all. I believe depression is absolutely real. I know what it's like myself to wrestle with it. And I instantly began to pray and instantly began to try to surround myself with my kids and hug on my babies and go outside and play with them. Because you have...
You were filling that cup.
You had to fill that cup up. Mm-hmm. You have to fill your heart, number one, with the love of God. Mm-hmm. Number two, I'm a pastor. And I can tell you right now, if you get in my car, I have Bishop Jakes and all these great scholars.
You're feeding yourself.
I'm feeding my soul.
Sure.
Because I need that into my heart. If not, that cup is going to be empty.
And you know, there's so many people watching right now that have been distracted by the enemy. And they're way off course. So, and you're saying, it's not too over.
It's not, over. And my father gave me a quote when I was 14 years old. I will never forget it. He said, if a man cannot see the ultimate, he will become a slave to the immediate.
Ooh.
I'm going to say that again.
say that again.
A man cannot see the ultimate.
Which is the best.
The best.
Got it.
He becomes a slave to the immediate. If I cannot sit in my apartment that is under a furnish, if I cannot sit in a job that undervalues me and see the blessing that God has for me, I become a slave to it. Thus, I become depressed over my now because I can't see my later.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
It's not over.
That's right.
It's not over. It's just beginning.
That's right.
Greatest days ahead of us. Doesn't matter how old we are, how far gone it seems, how much you've lost. You know, the great thing about God is that in an instant.
That's right.
I mean, that fast, God can take us from where we are to where he needs us to be.
You're absolutely
right. Am I hitting it right?
I'm speaking prophetically and declaring by faith that every place that was a period, God is putting a comma.
Good.
That's what I'm speaking. I felt that in my spirit. Every place that you put a period, I'm speaking by faith that God is placing a comma. I am broke, comma, but he's about to turn my situation around. I am sick, comma, but I am healed. I am out, comma, but he's restoring my faith. I believe that if we can adopt a comma mindset when it comes to Christ, we can change our situations.
Wow. I want to thank you for doing what God's called you to do. And I might add, doing it well. we just celebrate you.
Yes, sir.
We thank you for all that God's doing in your life and in your ministry. And keep doing it, brother.
Yes, sir.
Bankruptcy, a bad diagnosis from the doctor. They can wreak havoc in your life. When your finances are in shambles, when you've lost someone you love, or if your health has you with anxiety and pain, it can cause you to feel hopeless, destitute, depressed, and alone. Today, you went one-on-one with Pastor Michael D. McClure, Jr., a man who was radically transformed by God and who knows that no matter what you may be going through, just by discovering a few simple steps, you can be empowered to win in every aspect of your life. Armed with a special anointing, Michael McClure is called to show you that when life knocks you down, when you feel so low, there seems nowhere to look but up. When it seems that bad is so bad that your hope, your dreams, your self-esteem, and self-confidence is gone, that God says it's not over. With your gift of only $35 today, you'll learn the steps to take in the right direction to restore your hope and fight back against the attacks of the devil keeping you down. In his groundbreaking four-part audio series, It's Not Over, Pastor Mike will walk you through how to take control of your life, how to tap into new levels of faith, and move forward with the mindset and confidence that all things are possible. And as a special gift to you for your seed of only $35, Damon wants to send you the complete, uncut, one-hour one-on-one session with Pastor Michael McClure that will encourage you and get you started on your journey to the miraculous life right away. And exclusive to this television offer, you will also receive a special prayer CD where Pastor Michael McClure walks you through a proclamation of breakthrough, blessing, power, and healing in your mind, your body, your spirit, your finances, your relationships, and more. Declare the finished works of Jesus as Pastor McClure agrees with you in this prayer proclamation CD. It is not over. God says your best days are ahead of you. Discover what it means to live the victorious life, starting now. Today's exclusive one-on-one offer is available for your gift of only $35. That's the four-part CD series, It's Not Over, the complete one-hour uncut behind-the-scenes DVD, and the Prayer Proclamation CD. And please know that as your life is being changed, your gift today will help us continue to bring revelation, truth, and insight into your home each and every week. Please call right now.
God wants to be involved in the solutions, but you got to be in, agreement with Him. We're in agreement with you. Let's be in agreement with Him together. Amen? Amen? That's where it begins. Let's be in agreement. Let's be in agreement. God's got the rest. I know that He does. I love you. I thank you so much for being part of this broadcast. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us on our one-on-one broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.